This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's our girl, Brittany Sandoval, the racing school teacher. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a liquor store, grocery store, having trouble hiring cashiers, well, you know what? You might want to check out what the big boys do. Self-checkout. Yeah. They'll call them up, 800-540-2149. They'll come out, take a look at your facility. If it fits, you're done. If it's not, have a nice day. The whole system is less than an old-style cash register. Plus, you get plenty of training, plenty of support, and you can change prices with your iPhone. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. And let's not think more about Black Forest Motorsports, BMW, Mini Cooper, or Porsche. Going for a dealer alternative, that's the way to go. If you want to go quick and maybe get a trophy or two, you can do that as well. Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. All right.
We got
to break some kind of a record?
Yeah.
I think you've done it.
Yeah, we've got a full house today. Go ahead.
I'm going to make you introduce them.
Okay, no problem.
You don't even have notes.
I don't. And a foggy brain from last night.
Well, yeah.
We have the Baldwin family, the Baldwin racing family with lots of wins and a ton of personality. So yeah. Starting from right to left, we've got Taylan, Gage, Cam, Rochelle, Billy, and Jaden. All family.
I am so impressed.
Did I get it? How'd I do? Thumbs up?
Awesome. Yeah, everybody.
I love them already. Our listeners will, too. If they don't know them, I'm sure a lot of people listening already know the Baldwin family.
Well, the Baldwin family goes back years. Grab that microphone, Pops.
So, yes, Dad, Billy Baldwin.
So, Billy, your family has been racing, Cajon Speedway, Barona.
I actually started the whole family thing at Cajon Speedway. My dad was an old drag racer from the streets.
Oh, right. Straightaways.
Yeah, so. That's boring if you ask me. I'm sorry.
You didn't even want to do that, Billy?
What, the drag racing stuff? You know, I did it on the street. And
well, yeah.
When I got old enough to realize that it was irresponsible.
Yeah, but the thing with the drag racing is sitting in the staging lanes for like 45 minutes. You melt in your suit. The green light comes on and what? Five, six seconds later?
The more money you spend, the less time you spend.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing it.
Yes. And then 6 seconds, it's over, and it's another 45 minutes in the... Not doing that.
It's one of those deals.
Yeah, but Dad...
The whole 20-minute, 20 laps, 20 minutes, and laying a fender on someone or, running up and bouncing off the wall a little bit gives me the adrenaline.
Did I hear lay a fender on someone?
Lay a fender on someone.
Well, what's that old saying? Rubbin's racing.
Keith Altick did it to me last night, actually.
Did he?
Oh, calling him out. Two minutes into the interview.
Put a circle on my driver door there.
Did he really?
Yeah,
It was playing nice.
He's coming over to take it off and paint the door for you?
Yeah, he usually sends me a panel after that.
Yeah, it looks like Brittany's going to need a panel or two as well.
Yeah. Looked like I felt that in the floorboard of my car.
He felt the impact of Peters in the floorboard
because
they were in staging after
in
us.
Staging.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a hard hit.
I know.
But we have four racers just from five racers.
So
in
where do you
studio.
Want to start?
Five. Let's start with ladies.
Okay, pull your microphone over there. There you go. And your name for people that can't see you.
Taylan Baldwin.
How long you been racing?
5 years.
What are you racing? What kind of car?
Junior Sprint.
How do you like it?
It's really fun.
That is a big smile.
That's a big smile.
Awesome smile.
That's a dead giveaway. So, how are you doing so far this season?
I'm doing good.
You're doing as good as you want to be doing, or could you do better?
I could do better.
Okay. I just double checking.
Well, in the green room, she was letting Mom know that she's hoping to try out a different car next year.
Yeah.
What kind of car
are you looking at?
Just a little taste of it.
Street stock.
They're always trying to take my seat.
Street stock.
No.
Wait a minute. How tall are you?
And old. How old are you?
No, I don't care about how old she is. I don't think she could touch the pedals.
We can always put up and forward seats. Trust me. Mine is up and very far forward.
That will be one modified car.
They can make it fit for you, girl.
So why a street stock? Are they just cool? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But have you had a chance to even get in one yet?
No.
See if you fit? No. Oh, look at this guy waving his hands.
But she said to Mom, and Mom didn't say, no, you're not.
Well, how could she say no? Everybody
well,
in the room tried. Races.
Well, what are your thoughts on that, Mom?
Grab the mic. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I'm on your side.
I'm not really ready for it, but I think if she can show that she can do it and she can go to a couple practices and I feel comfortable with it, then...
And you described her in the green room as a very consistent driver.
She is my most consistent driver.
Right. And the thing of it is, I like that attitude. Is instead of just saying no.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, let's see if she can prove herself in practices where you're out by yourself. You're not, well, sometimes you're out there with other cars, but, you know, you're not out there with the racing crowd. I think that's a really intelligent way to look at it, because then if you decide... maybe another season, you know, she can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I think that's a really good way to look at it.
And she has your safety in mind, I would imagine, right, Mom?
And I know you're not that happy with that kind of a comment, but you do want to, you know, it's easier for us to watch you than it is for you to watch you, because we can watch you from the outside and see how well you do. Where might not be the case the other way around, because, you know, you can't really see what you're doing because you're just hanging on and standing on the gas.
Oh, that's like the next Baldwin here.
Yeah, let's talk to Speed Racer over here.
Name?
That's going to be his
Gage
new name.
Gage Baldwin?
I'm going to call him Speed Racer from now on.
Okay. Well, he's a spitting image of Dad.
Well, there's been something to say to that, too. He probably wants to take his car as well. So how you been doing this year?
Good.
Good?
Little more. How? You any
winning?
Wins?
Four wins.
Out of how many races? That's a
six.
Lot. What?
Out of how many?
Those are... Wow.
Six or seven, yeah.
Okay, well,
those are some good odds.
So you're done with this car. You got to go get something new, right?
Yes.
They're all in the same division, by the way, Dave. They're all in this... Tell us what division you all...
Junior Sprint.
All three of them.
Holy moly. All right, let's talk to Mr. Happy here. You pull that mic over. And your name is...
Camden Baldwin.
Well, you're the smilingest guy I've ever seen.
Tell us your age.
I'm 9.
9 years old? Okay.
How long
you been racing?
5 years.
Okay, so pretty much, what, did you just do it all at once?
Like, we're starting this year. All of them. Throw them in.
Got himself a six-truck car hauler and said, let's hook the kids up.
He's got a noticeable rig. Yeah, you see it. You feel him coming into the pits.
Oh, I've seen it. So how do you like racing?
I like it. I like having fun and being with my friends there.
Yeah, because you guys do have a lot of friendship right at the track, which I think that's important for people to hear, because, you know, sometimes the adults aren't as friendly with each other at the track, but you kids, whether you win or lose, you really do have a good, like, if your partner loses or you beat him, you go over there and you say, hey, nice race, right?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
I'm actually homeschooled.
Sweet.
Mom and I were talking about
that's
that.
Awesome.
I said that's probably the best option these days.
Yeah, that is the best option.
Yeah.
So you get up, is racing just kind of for fun, or do you maybe think you can beat your brother and sister and make a big time?
I can beat my brother and sister. And for two, I like going out and having fun and being with my friends.
So you're mainly just hanging out and having fun. I mean, you haven't decided whether you want to make a career out of this yet.
Yeah.
Check your mom and dad's checkbook first before you decide to pull that trigger.
All right.
So let's swing all the way around to, who is this again?
Jaden. Cousin Jaden.
Do you race?
No, I do not.
She was there last night, though.
Do you want to race?
It would be really fun if I could, but I don't live down here.
So. Where do you live?
Orange County.
Isn't there Orange Show? No, that's asphalt.
He's trying to find you a racetrack.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find you a racetrack. You mean this guy wouldn't let you at least get in and go whipping around the turn to see if it was going to be okay?
Yes, 5 race cars in one night. That's all.
There's always Paris. I mean.
No, we're not taking her to Paris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a
it's
big,
a little
scary
on the large time. Side. But have you ever had any desire, since everybody in the room except Mom, race?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I ride motorcycles with my mom in, like, Desert or Glamis.
Okay. All right. That's my first hour at San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We do the deserts, and you know, we cover that as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have to get, you know, you're not old enough to have to put a cage around you, but it might be something fun to do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I know somebody.
It can
with
happen
cars.
If you want.
Yeah, we know people with cars. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Is the dirt on the line?
He'll be calling.
Well, he does this to us all the time.
He'll be calling, and I asked him yesterday.
Oh, did you already ask him yesterday? All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because it's Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very good.
This segment I've been replaced.
No, you haven't. This segment's brought to you by Alcohol & Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. New, used, sales, service. They'll even work on every car in your garage. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Check out their used car lot. There's one over in Santee. They've got cars, they've got trucks, and they're willing to work with you. Go with a family, ElCajon Ford. All right, so we're sitting here with the Baldwin family. Did Dirt Dude call in yet? He sure did.
I'm on hold, dude.
Thank you,
dude. I've got the whole Baldwin family in here. Let me tell you. It's like herding cats. Are you there? Wake up. Wake up, bro.
So how do I respond to that?
I know. How do you respond to that? So how'd it go last night?
I'm trying to recover like everybody else, I think. It was that night that everything was going good until it didn't. That's what happened for most of the people, except for the people that went to Victory Lane last night. It was surprising. Great racing last night. I didn't think the track was going to be there for that. You know, it just seemed like it wasn't during the hot heat races. I was like, we might have to do some work on this thing. But it kind of just slicked off, and I don't know if it started taking rubber or just got really wide, and everyone has figured it was slick, so just running it. There was points I was going, there's four wide coming out of some of these corners and down the front straightaway. I was just like, man, it's going to get ugly quick, and a couple of them did, you know. I don't know if Brittany filled you in on her joy for the night.
She didn't, really. I mean, she touched a little bit about it, but I got it.
She got to interview with me. She didn't win, but we got an interview together.
I finally got to talk to the crowd. Yeah, after getting my bell rung and then he sticks a microphone, I could barely complete sentences, Dirt Dude.
I was there to coach you. I was like, you know, I got you to mention the radio show today that you're going to be on here babbling today just like me. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. So results, man. Let's hear, please.
So on our junior sprints, Noah Dalton got a main event win. Easton Ross got his first main event win in a Sportsman Mini Dwarf. And Grace Escalante got a main event win in the Masters Mini Dwarf onto the big track. Brent Sexton got a main event win in the Powerized Southwest Lightning Sprints.
Non-wing
tonight. Mm-hmm. And his kids was chasing him. And I felt bad for one of the other kids. He's had a bad season so far. Rudy Padilla, he lost the motor, and he's just coming back after wadding the car up first race out in the season. So he's had a tough season as a rookie season on that one. Dwarf Cars, Darren Brown got a main event win. Robert Peters hard hit, took out Brittany there, and it's just, that crash. When you look at it again, I've got another view, and I posted Brittany on that one. It was another view. Tobiasen's family was on top of the hill looking down on it. And it doesn't look that violent like when you see it from the other side or anything like that, but it was more of a violent hit on that one. And you didn't see how bad Brittany got hit. It was just like all of a sudden it's just the car's right across you. And then Tristan took a bad tumble there, too. So it was just these guys had a tough night. Middle of the pack, Dan Berner got hit in that one, too. So it just took out a lot of cars. We had a lot of drivers come from all over.
Yeah.
Street stocks last night. The IMCA stock car street stocks. Chaz Baca got a main event win. He's out of Mesa, Arizona. Good battle. Sonny Trent and Brian Fitzgibbons. All those ones were battling on that one. IMC Modifieds, Chaz Baca backed that up with a main event win and a modified. So I didn't get to talk to him after that race. But after the modified race, I talked to him. There was like Austin Kiefler from Pahrump. We had Hemp Hill out of Arizona, Yuma, Arizona. A lot of drivers out of Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. So a lot of people making the trek out. They are actually prepping for the next race coming up, which is the 22nd, 23rd. It's a two-day race event. Sport Compacts, Kevin Ryder got a main event win. That's his second one. And then our Northern Sport Mod, Jeremy Willie, raced at our track a long time, took some time off. I haven't seen him for a while racing. He brought out his Sport Mod and got a main event win, which is really cool. They had, like I said, we had several guys come. A guy came from Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Santa Rosa, to come down and race for that. Like I said, we're getting ready for a two-day event coming up on the 22nd, 23rd. And they actually are going to be, it's a two-day event, and it's two individual days. It's not like Friday's a prelim for Saturday. Friday is going to be a main event show, and then we start again on Saturday for another main event show. It's calling it the Summer Shootout at Verona Speedway.
What's going to be running?
You're going to ask me that, and I didn't make the prep on that one.
Okay, what's not running?
Well, I know lightning sprints aren't there, but I know what's going to run. We're talking about, I know there's ponies are going to be there, and it is a modified event, so IMCA Modifieds, IMCA Sport Compacts, IMCA Sport Mods, and then I think they're talking about pure stocks, pony stocks, and I think there's six or seven divisions that we're running that night.
Right.
Oh, and then our junior drivers and lawnmowers.
All right. So no dwarfs.
No dwarfs.
Wasn't even good.
No, well,
we can't even get out.
Well,
there.
I'm just going to say that just gives you more time to put that thing back together.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to rewrap it because I'm Racer Radio is probably going to help with this repair.
We'll see.
And they're going to rewrap it.
We
Racer
need Robert
Radio
to heal. He has a fractured T4.
Yeah.
Oh, Robert did?
Yeah. He was smart enough to go to the ER last night.
Well, it probably hurt.
He got to the car, and he's like, I'm a little stiff. And he goes, I'm going to feel it tomorrow. And I was like, man, I think you're going to feel it more than, sooner than that. But, I mean, hey, it's great that he got a car. It's just like what you said, Brittany, that, the safety gear, the full containment seat is what really, really saves you. Because, like I said, in a crash like that, you don't see how the violent it is, but it's not so much it's the whole roll itself. It's the quick part of it.
Yeah.
So it's snappy. The snapping part, that's where you get hurt really bad. And with a full containment seat, it holds your head and your helmet. And then with the Hans stops your head
forward.
From going forward.
Yeah.
And the full containment seat stops your head from going side to side.
Mm-hmm. And it works very well, and I would never race without it. Do you have one, Billy? Full?
I do not.
What? Whip that microphone over
I hope
there.
I'm not getting you in trouble with Rochelle.
Well, is it not required?
It is not required.
Okay.
I actually am only racing right now because Brandon Painter from Painter Motorsports put my old Camaro that was sitting out in the weeds back together in little trade swap for a mini Dorf for his daughter.
Gotcha.
And, I do believe that it's like a mid containment,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's not a full containment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and with. Yeah, I get it, but look how many years, not poo-poo and safety, because I'm all into safety, but look how many years they ran without them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were actually talking about it the other day. Brandon was making kind of a joke, like, when's the last time you even wrecked? And I came up with like maybe 12 or 13 years ago at Paris.
Yeah.
I was driving Steve Wurstel's Superstock, and me and Eric Evans were battling for the front, and I hopped a cushion and put it in the wall over there.
Yeah.
And that was the only time that I really even took an impact. So.
Just had to ask you that, didn't he? He just had to
I didn't
to
hurt
ask
anything other than my pride and my right knee because it hit the steering column, and there was no padding on the steering column, so it was kind of like a Charlie horse deal.
There is now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, no offense, but the older you get, the more padding you'll be putting in that race car.
Yeah.
Well, and that's – so that two-day event, let's talk a little bit about it.
Summer shootout.
So a lot of excitement going on about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. People already asking me about camping and what's going to be available. Like I said, I don't run the place. I just talk about it and what I know about it. And there's just a lot going on. A lot's going to come out this week and next week leading up to it. More about, you know, camping, overnight camping. They've already released payouts for all the fields except for the pure stocks. I think they're working on a pure stock payout.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the groups that I think we should be including pure stocks in a lot of things and dwarf cars because they've been having good counts all year.
I agree.
That just is there and really supports the track.
Well, you got to remember, too, you know, how many hours are you out there and how many divisions have you got? I mean, you don't really have enough hours to fill all the divisions if everything that ran out there showed up on a Saturday. Do you think?
No, we wouldn't have enough time.
And that's my point.
The track would be done after. The track is, you know, after two or three divisions, it starts, you know, going away.
It gets tired.
Seven or eight divisions, it's there's nothing left at the end.
Yeah, it gets tired. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Well, go ahead. Go back to bed.
You have a lot coming up, don't you, Dirt Dude? You were talking about a lot of events you're going to be
emceeing.
Well, yeah.
Just doing a lot of different things. We just covered from the whole weekend. I was out with all the junior drivers out at Del Mar Fair for 3 days.
Yeah.
After that, we had a race, and then I haven't had an off weekend in a while. And then it's just like looking back, and it's just like I don't think I'm going to have an off weekend for a while. So it just... I like it. It keeps me busy.
That's
a lot
right. And you're not complaining, right?
No.
You got to be having a good time though, watching like this Baldwin family grow, win.
Yeah. In fact, we're gonna do Paris Auto Speedway next, and then get back to them.
Yes.
We got one driver. He's kind of nervous. He's going like, "Why is everybody talking? How come I'm not on radio?
Why isn't it about me?"
I didn't say that. And he's going, "Moi? You're talking about me?"
I want to find out which one was the fireball. Oh, Cam was the fireball. You saw that, Dirt Dude, right? The human fireball?
Yeah.
Is that your nickname now?
So what? Well, we'll talk about it in about 15 minutes because we got to go and come back with Paris Auto Speed. Fireball?
Human
fireball. You've sat here this whole time and never mentioned fireball?
I didn't know if we were allowed to bring it up or not, Mom.
Well, she did sort of get red when you said that, so there must be something.
A lot of us saw it.
So now I got to wait another 15
minutes. You have to sit on the edge of your seat.
Jeez Louise, right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
The answer.
Oh, what? All right, you beat your brother right there. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Very good.
Sorry, I had to give her a chance.
I know. Well, you scared her. You almost hit her in the head with that thing.
I was knocked
out. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile track, racing almost every weekend. Definitely got to check it out. Go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com. Hey, we got Will Brown on the line. Hey, Will, how's it going?
Hi, how's it going? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yep. Yeah, you sound like you're at a racetrack.
Oh, not quite. Is the quality all right? Can you hear me good?
Sounds great. 18 years old. You've been racing a while too, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. You're just talking to a glorified race fan right here. I am. I'm just the biggest fan of racing, and I'm just lucky to do what I do.
Yeah. Well, now that you open that door up, who helps you get in the car? Got any sponsors? Mom and dad?
Yeah. Well, so my dad works on the car. You know, we work on it together, but I wouldn't be able to do it without him. You know, I'm super fortunate to have his help on it. I mean, I wouldn't be doing it without him. You know, we've been together since go-karts and he's awesome. He's my crew chief all the way. But as far as sponsors, I would like to thank Pacific Panel, Tucker Tire, and Blanco Homes, and Alfred's Distributing. But they all helped me out and let me go racing on the weekend. So yeah.
All right, so Monday, go get a food sponsor. You got to get a sandwich shop. You got to get a taco shop.
He always
shop.
Brings it up, but it's always good advice.
It's always good advice. Yeah. Can you imagine if they come to the race, they cater your pits, man? You'd be the talk of the town.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That I think that would do well, actually. Yeah. You know what? Let me think about that real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. That you won't have to think about it more than 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What are you driving? What
it's
division?
Been a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm driving right now. Currently, I'm driving in the California Lightning Sprints here in California, and so yeah, just kind of racing up and down the state. I mean, it's just what I love to do. So that's what I'm doing currently. In the past, you know, I started off in go-karts and then kind of just moved up in the dirt stuff. And then I actually raced a little asphalt at Irwindale Speedway, raced there, and then just kind of, you know, decided to go back to my roots at dirt track racing. So, yep.
Tell me Irwindale didn't make your eyes get real big.
I've got a spot in my heart for Irwindale. I worked there. I was actually a track worker there.
Ah. So
I worked on the days I wasn't racing. I was working at like the drag strip that's where I, you know, that's where partially where I developed, you know, my love for racing. But yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize Irwindale is, I call it the Paris Auto Speedway of asphalt. You know,
yeah,
because it is fast. Would you compare the two?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Irwindale's a half mile as well, and it's banked pretty well. And I tell you what, you watch the ARCA cars or the super late models there. You know, those I hold the super late models and the sprint cars. You know, I hold those at equal levels. You know, those are those two awesome series. And I honestly like just started racing go-karts and it wasn't like a, you know, like a, hey, you know, my dad was never like, hey, you're going to be a race car driver, son. You know, it was just a fun thing to do. Like, I'm just kind of like a normal guy that I just love racing. I can remember like being at Paris in the fans and watching in the stands and watching the sprint cars go and just really realizing how awesome it is, you know?
Yeah, well, you should see the family that's sitting in the room right now. They're called the Baldwins. There's a girl, a boy, and a girl. Well, she's not racing.
Yet.
So he's got, how many cars are you campaigning now, Pops?
Well, they have 3 and I have 2.
Okay, so Dad has 2 and the kids have 3. And they're all winners.
Oh, right on.
And they're all winners.
Right on.
I mean, his garage looks like a used car lot for race cars.
Pretty much.
There you go. That's awesome.
So happy. Now you've done more than Lightning Sprints. What else have you been in?
So I've been in the Lightning Sprint this year, and then I've been in, at Irwindale, it was a, they were called Super Trucks or just Irwindale Race Trucks. Basically, those are just you know, tube chassis, kind of like a stock car, just in the you know, the bodywork looks like a truck, basically.
Right.
And it's a 602 crate motor, sealed, and it was a lot of fun. So I think my first year I got rookie of the year, and then I got second in the championship. And the car was, you know, the truck we had wasn't the greatest. You know, the shocks were outdated. The motor was a little outdated. So we figured, all right, we updated the motor. And then we got new shocks for it. And we didn't have the trajectory we thought we would have had that next year I raced in it. And it just took a lot more testing and stuff to figure out, you know,
right,
to get everything tuned up. But I think the next year, I forget where I got in points, but I didn't do as good the second year I raced there as I did the first year.
So back to the dirt. So back to the dirt.
We like dirt.
Hey, Billy had a question.
Are those like a lot like the ASA speed trucks?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're pretty much. I know there's like a few series that like I could take that truck to in the area. So I believe so. Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
Billy? Did you want to drive a truck?
No, I'm not. I'm not a truck guy.
If somebody handed you a steering wheel, you'd be out there so fast.
I would.
So would all his kids.
I did.
Yeah, and all your kids would all be. All his kids are trying to get the car he's driving now, so it's
his
just
daughter's getting to it first.
Yeah, not according to this guy. Yeah, and again, check it out. The boys, one boy is Cage, and the other one's Cam.
Okay, Gage.
Yeah, Gage.
And
you know,
Cam.
Like a roll, like the steel measurements, right, of a pipe.
Is that on purpose?
And Cam is for a camshaft, right?
There's a story behind it.
See, I know there's a story.
Yeah.
Well, and you and all you. Okay, so I got to ask you, Will.
Funny.
What's your nickname? Yeah. You must have a track nickname.
Yeah, well, my nickname, I actually, it's a pretty new nickname. It was given to me, actually, I wasn't even racing. I was helping out my little brother. He's racing go-kart. Someone come up to me, my good friend, Doug Bushy. He said, hey, it's the Will Deal. So that's the Will Deal.
The only reason I say that is because Brittany is scheduled. How many drivers, motorcycles, and cars in a row that all have
different names?
Oh my gosh, names like, and we always like to ask. So ask your question: what number car and
color scheme,
significance?
Oh yeah, the significance. What number are you?
So I'm the number 8. I've always been the number 8. And fun fact, actually, about that. So throughout my racing, it's been some variation of 8. In the last 2 years, I've been the number 8. And so we purchased this Lightning Sprint from out in Colorado, and we were just looking around. We just figured, hey, this is the one we're going to get, so we got it. And I didn't realize until about a week ago the model or the part number on that chassis is 008.
Awesome!
The 8th chassis made, and like that was I was like, oh my gosh! Like, and now it sucks because we're never going to sell the thing. No.
Hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah. In the green room, we were all talking about the significance of our numbers.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I have a buddy of mine that races, Randy Waitman. And every time he finishes a car, he takes a steering wheel off and he puts a monitor in it and makes it a simulator. And takes.
Oh. There you go.
And he's never had to lose any of his race cars. They're all simulators, and he takes them to different events, and the kids get in it, and you can do any track you want. So that'd be something you can think about doing with old number 8.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta say, I've learned probably as much on the simulator. I've got my own iRacing, racing rig that I do, just the basic. I gotta say, I've learned probably as much on there as I have in the real race cars, because it allows for so much seat time, and like you think I'm sponsored by like the iRacing or whatever, but no, it's just such a good idea for young racers.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. First, I'm going to ask Billy. Have you ever done iRacing? Have you ever done a simulator?
Yes.
What do you think?
I like it. The tires are cheaper, and so the fuel.
I
dig it.
Does it make you a better driver on the track?
I believe it does. Yes.
So you believe the same thing, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like for guys like me, I started pretty late compared to some people. I mean, 13 years old was not, this kid's doing it at like 6, but like,
right.
For me, that's a little late if I want to be like a top dog, racer, which I'm trying to be. Always the goal is to be a big time guy. I'm still, obviously not there yet, but yeah, it allows me to get so much more seat time. I mean, I would sit on that thing and just practice all day long, and it has helped me where, I don't get in the car and I'm trying to learn how to drive. I already kind of learned on the simulator to a certain extent.
So when you get to the track, it's at least more familiar than it was if you hadn't done the iRacing.
Yeah. Well, and Irwindale Speedway is actually on there. And so when I got there, it was like familiar to me. Like I feel like I had, had driven on it before, which is crazy.
So where do you want to go? Dirt or asphalt? Do you want to stay?
I'm gonna be a dirt guy. Yeah, dirt's my deal. I want to race the big cars. I want to race a sprint car sometime.
Well, Billy just raised his hand.
Well, I was just gonna say on those iRacing things, they need to add like things like our water guy Bardo. He completely like floods the track.
But
half
you have
the time.
To set up your car first. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Though you have to get like. On the grid, and then Bardo comes out on the track and
just destroys it.
And honestly, though, the guy can't do anything right because half the time it's too hot. You're chasing the track. I mean, just like the track owners say, we're out there for hours and hours and hours prepping this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's too hot, and it blows it off, and the wind blows it
off.
And
then Bardo comes in.
And bless his heart, if he waters it too much, they bitch. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And if they water it, not enough.
Correct. Yeah. He's constantly chasing stuff. But I think they should add those in those video games.
Absolutely.
Because that's something that I deal with.
Yeah.
And so do the kids. If you don't believe me, ask the kids.
Well, wouldn't isn't there some way you could program that in, as far as track conditions?
Oh yeah, actually, I'm sure you could adjust it a little bit and make it to where it's a little greasy or a little dry slick.
Someone's
got
an oil leak.
Do that.
All right, so we got one more question for you. You didn't know it was gonna be a question and answer, did you? right.
Well, hey, I'm good with whoever. Yeah. I'm prepared.
Gage?
It's the same thing on the little track, too. They're way too hot, way too dry, or way too...
too wet.
Wet. Yeah. Or it's really, really tacky.
That's dirt
like
tracking,
that.
Man. That's part of it.
Well, and I think that's what makes... And if you'll notice, if you... And I have a sneaky feeling you plan to move up and stay within dirt, but kind of Tony Stewart it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, let me tell you a cute story, because you probably didn't hear this, but we were talking to a racer. I think he's from your neck of the woods, AJ Bender. And he was out at Ventura, you know, just hot rodding around one of those little sprint cars. Mm-hmm. And Cruz Pendragon, which is a top fuel NHRA funny car driver, went down after the pits and got him a ride at the Chili Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you imagine that? Will.
Oh, yeah. That's oh, yeah. I didn't know if you're talking to me. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's awesome. I was at the Turkey Bowl when he was at Ventura.
Won
that race. Well, I was there watching it.
Yes.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All right. How do people follow you around?
So you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Will_Browne.
Okay. And that's Browne.
Yeah, there's an E at the end. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I hope you get yourself a seat in a sprint car someday sooner than later.
One day, you know, I think I have some work to do in this lightning sprint, though. Mm-hmm. I think, well, you know, once I'm, if I could do good in that, you know, I think that, the opportunities may or may not present itself. So it's in my park, you know, it's in my hand.
Well, I'm sure the crew chief will tell you exactly when you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks a million for calling in. I'll get this interview up to you, and Scott will send it to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Will, thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, you're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1.
The Answer.
Bye.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
There we go.
All right, this segment is brought to you by... Certified Car Clinic. Looking for a good repair shop that can not only fix your street car, race car, stock car, NHRA, you name it, they can do it, and they have an in-house dyno to prove it. Certified Car Clinic. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. That's certifiedcarcare.net. Well, we got the Baldwins in. We got Billy, and we got Talon, and we got Gage, and we got Cam, and we got the hardest working one of the group, Mom.
Yeah, she's definitely involved.
Which is Rachel. Yeah, instead of word,
and
Rachel.
And Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
Cousin Jaden from OC.
Yeah. Oh, she's from OC?
I don't know. Did you say Orange
Where are
County?
You from? Yeah. OC? Yeah. Long way away. Orange County.
Yeah. So let's hear about this human
fireball.
Yeah,
let's hear. And this is, okay, let's hear about this, Mr. Right. Camshaft.
Well, during a race, I was drifting and this car hit me in the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I go around one more lap and my chain breaks. So I pull into the infield and it cuts the fuel line. And
did you smell smoke?
The spark and the fuel united and made flames. So
inside where you were or on the outside?
On the outside, but it was coming into me.
Yeah, you were in the car.
Yes.
Was that your first time on fire?
Yes.
And last time, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So you're going to make any modifications to the car to keep that from happening?
Oh, Dad's saying.
We already did.
Yeah, braided steel lines, a better chain cover.
Yes.
But, you know, you know things like that happen, and that makes you, you know, a better driver.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Right.
Yep.
So now, Gage had a story he told us off air, which was better off air than, no, I mean on air. So if you got a mic, so tell us yours.
Right, well, about... What, 2 or 3 years ago? I was in the sportsman division, and I was racing my race, got in the lead, was leading the race, and 3 laps until finish, my front right tire flew off the track.
That's an important one.
Yeah.
That's a very important one.
Because when you go left, all the weight goes on the right front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
But you had nothing out there but fresh air.
Yep.
And you just hammered it and stayed in it, right?
How'd you do?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, did you think about, should I stop? Or did you, what was the, if you could remember.
Did you know?
I win.
But I mean, did you? I mean, when that wheel came off, wouldn't the first thing you would think of is
I should stop?
I lost, or no, I should stop.
Thing, the first thing that came to my mind was go, oh shoot,
yeah,
my steering broke, and then one of the track flaggers say, no, your steering didn't break, your tire flew off.
Keep going.
And then he said, keep going, you might win. And so I went around the track. It's bouncing off the corners, and I won the track. I won it. I won the race.
Wow.
With the three wheels. Three wheels.
Now, did you take that wheel and mount it in the garage?
Is that a good luck
tire?
Yeah,
we still have it.
Yeah, you should mount it on the garage, and you should put your trophy right under it, huh?
We put it back on the car, and now we still have it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're talking about racing here.
How about, I want something memorable from Taylor.
I was just going to say, throw that mic over to Taylor.
We're putting her on the spot, though.
So have you got any great stories, racing stories? As she's
something
looking,
in the same
she's
night.
Looking at her dad, like, with the, and mom's getting what ready to.
In the same night, did something happen significant?
Yeah, they did.
That was her first race in the Masters. It was my first race in the Masters, and I won the heat and the main.
You won the heat and the main?
Yep.
Wow.
So you, and rookie of the year that year.
And you got to keep all four wheels.
Yes.
You didn't lose anything.
Yeah.
You didn't catch fire.
Yes.
Come on. You got to do something to get the excitement. Just winning doesn't seem to be working. I'm only
kidding.
Well,
I got rookie of the year.
Yeah, no, you did. That's like a trifecta. You know, how many kids, really grab that mic right there, Billy. How many kids do you know of that can do something like that? I mean, really.
He did it.
Well, win all three. Win the main, rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty tough.
No, it's super tough. And the kids are getting more and more competitive.
I know.
And for a while there, it felt like I was racing other parents. But these kids are starting to step up and have talent.
That would never be a problem.
Well, if that's the case, you know, how many race cars I have to prep every time.
Yeah,
you know,
because it's just you, right?
It's just me, but I have a confession. I've actually taught my kids to completely take their car apart every race.
Yeah, he was talking about, hey, you're going to take the motor out.
So we raced last night. We got home around 9 this morning. They took all three of their motors out completely by themselves, washed their chassis, blew all the bearings out, changed the oil in their motors.
They each did this themselves?
All by themselves.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So the motors are still out of the car, and we spend, you know, the evenings and the next couple weeks, they take apart their clutches and clean them and, you know, get them ready and prepped, and they put the motors back in. And obviously, Gage this time bent a rear axle and a spindle, so we have some work to do to his car.
So when do they have time to play video games and watch TV?
You know, she's a stay-at-home mom and a homeschool teacher and everything in between. You know, she keeps the lights on at home. And so in between school and me coming home, is that little tiny window of what they get to do. And as soon as I get home, it's usually from 6 to 8 or 9.
But I mean, I have to say, throw that over to Rachel. The smile on you two's face is you should be able to put it in a jar. Seriously, I'm not saying raising these hooligans is the easiest thing in the world to do, but look how well they
came out.
Yeah,
you're doing a great job, obviously. You
I mean, it says a lot for homeschooling, too, because I'm sure that was a thrill.
It has its pros and cons. It's sometimes every day's a
challenge.
It can be a challenge.
I love it.
But some are great days. You know what I mean? The days that, you know, that you see something, you know, that they
click.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the days that are like, oh, good, we got there. And then, you know, other days are a little more challenging, and that's okay. And there's three of them. So, you know, we take that in stride. And then they have a lot of other things that they get to do, too, to try to. I really want to teach the whole child. So they do martial arts, they do jiu-jitsu at Outliers, and then they have gymnastics over at Champion, and he likes parkour, and then she likes to do horseback riding, so they like to do other things as well, and so we
had to pick the most expensive one, didn't
you? Racing and horses.
Jeez Louise.
So, you know, trying to, you know, get them around and get to do different things and figure out what they love. And
well, see, that's why I really wanted you to speak, because there's a ton of families out there that probably are not happy with our school system, but are scared to death to even think about homeschooling.
Yeah.
But you just dove in both feet.
Well, you just don't reinvent the wheel. You pick a curriculum and then you follow what.
How hard is that, right? Like a recipe when you're baking a cake.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to make tweaks here and there for what works for your child, but yeah.
I think we need her on Yak Radio for an hour.
I think we do.
Homeschooling segment.
I might have you do that.
Gage has got his
I may have you come
waving.
In, seriously, on another, and I'll bring Brittany with us, and then we'll talk about homeschooling. Because I think if people could hear, because you're one of the first, what I would consider serious homeschooler.
And successful.
And successful. On top of it.
She teaches them numbers, and then I take them in the shop and use those numbers to adjust valves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they get.
I'm never going to use this. Yes, you are. Yes,
you are.
So you get hands-on as well as books.
Yeah.
We have fingers over here. All right, just saying.
I think Gage was first.
We didn't get to sponsors either.
Another thing is when we're homeschooling, we get rewards. So if you do really, really good in math, grade, like we're all straight A students or B's.
Right.
But if we weren't, you wouldn't be going racing.
Yeah.
See, there
we
you go.
That up all the time.
Okay, who's going to do the sponsorships? Who wants to do that?
Can I?
Sure.
Let's each. Okay, okay. Do one.
Yeah,
say
you do one.
I'll think Kenny Y Towing.
Pura Crane.
Give her the mic.
SJ Transport.
Overhaul Detailing.
Troy Dirt. Ron's Tire and Brake.
Budget Grading.
LG Equipment.
This is tough.
Good Lord. That's a lot of stickers.
Troy Dirt.
Yeah. And then you we'll let Dad finish it up. There you go.
And we definitely like to thank Verona Speedway for letting us be a part of their show and all the fans that come out.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you as a true model for a family that realizes keeping your kids busy and teaching them on the track, off the track, and in the school is going to be a benefit in the long haul.
We appreciate that.
You already look like you're getting ready to retire. What's up with that? I don't understand.
I think run for mayor.
And the track is also looking for new.
All right, one more for you.
Also, all the people who are listening to this, if you ever want to come watch a race, go to Barona Speedway.
That's right, and sponsorships are always available. What?
On Wildcat Canyon.
Yeah, up the hill. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1.
Goodbye.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Bye.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.